Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Judge Stephens, good day program. Thursday is upon us. Molly Page, the news sage, is here. Kenny Kessler, info wrestler. Doug in the studios of WTTF, where it all began. I haven't been in the studio for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years since I got off the board of trustees at my alma mater. Say that again, Doug. Alma mater. Say that quickly. Alma mater. Which is Heidelberg. Tiffin, Ohio is where I went to school, spent a lot of time here over the years, have not been back in this studio for quite a number of years, actually, but a couple of my pals that have been involved in Heidelberg for a number of years, whether on the board with me or in other positions, are being feted today and tomorrow, so I decided yesterday afternoon that I should come. So here we are to do our usual daily damage to what's going on in your life. Happy to be. I always feel good about being here. There's something about this part of the world. I wouldn't want to live here, frankly, all the time, but I like being here, especially when I drive up and down the highway and see how well the corn is doing. Good. It's tall. It'll be knee-high by the 4th of July here for sure. So we have a solemnity in our purpose for being here with you, even though there's a place for levity, where? Two things. Levity in nearly every area of our lives. We'll have some fun with the news of the day, but there are serious items of interest. In court yesterday, Mr. Tsarnaev was sentenced to death, although he already had been. But I think he talked, actually, yesterday, didn't he, Molly?
He spoke for the first time with mixed reaction from the victims of his actions. He asked God to forgive him. He apologized to the victims and the survivors of the attack that happened in 2013, the Boston Marathon. During his appearance in front of the federal court yesterday, he said, and I quote, "I'd like to apologize to the victims and the survivors. I'm sorry for the lives I've taken, for the suffering I've caused, and the terrible damage I've done." Then he says, "I pray to Allah to bestow his mercy on those affected in the bombing and their families. I pray for your healing."
It must have gone real well.
Yeah, oddly it didn't go over, I think as he had hoped. Tsarnaev then sat down and Judge George O'Toole said, "I sentence you to the death penalty."
So he had been sentenced before, though, hadn't he? Or was that the jury recommendation? The judge just had to rubber stamp it.
Well, he sentenced him to multiple deaths yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So he's not going anywhere. And
no.
The thing is, he isn't going anywhere because there are automatic appeals that are put into any death penalty. And it'll be,
disallowed for years.
Yeah, of course. He'll sit there and we'll be paying for him for years and years and years. All right, so that's the outcome of that. Nothing, it's new, but it's not really new. The wholesale and retail food business is an interesting world. For those of you, when I had my dairy store on the farm, I was involved in both wholesale and retail. Learned a lot about the business that I didn't know before. I'm a farm guy. I extol the value and virtue of produce that's local. I love to talk about it. And the people who run the largest chain of so-called healthy food stores in the country, Whole Foods, were told, a year or so ago, "You're gouging." As a matter of fact, they were fined. I don't remember how much it was, but I do remember.
$800,000.
$800,000. Didn't bother them much because now they seem to be in the hot seat again. What's the story, Mom?
Yeah, Whole Foods routinely overcharging customers by overstating the weight of prepackaged foods, including meat, dairy, and baked goods. This, according to New York City's consumer chief. The Department of Consumer Affairs says the price on a package of coconut shrimp at the upscale market was too high by $14.84. So that's what you were being overcharged.
Yeah.
$14.84.
And they knew it.
Wow.
And they knew it.
Yeah. A package of chicken tenders was overpriced by $4.85. A vegetable platter, $6.15. So the Consumer Affairs Department says the overcharging continued after Whole Foods was informed of the city investigation, which began in the fall. This time, the investigation checked 8 Whole Foods markets that opened in the city, and 9th has opened since. In all, Austin, Texas, the Austin, Texas-based chain has 422 stores in the U.S., Canada, and the United Kingdom. And now Whole Foods has a different story. They said, we disagree with the DCA's overreaching allegations. It said the department had made grossly excessive monetary demands to settle the dispute, but it would not disclose the amount. Because the investigation is ongoing, penalties have not been assessed yet. Fines for falsely labeling a package can be as much as $950 for the first violation, $1,700 for subsequent violations.
So let's examine this for a minute. This is a private business that ought to be able to allow. I'm not saying this is right. Not by any means am I telling you that this is a good thing or that it ought to go on. But they are a private concern. Now, you can say the consumer protection people are there to keep the public informed or to keep them protected or yada, yada, yada. You know what? If the public is stupid enough, and that includes me, to pay. I didn't buy the shrimp and I didn't buy the other stuff, but I bought the vegetable thing. And the fruit that we pay this outrageous amount of money for, is it that I value produce that's locally grown or that's fresh or that I think is better than there are half a dozen shopping chains in New England. One of them is Stop and Shop. The other one is Big Y. There are the Star chain. There's some regional and local stores as well. And I choose to go to them instead of Whole Foods most of the time. They're high priced, but they're not overpriced like Whole Foods is. But if people are silly enough to go there and spend their money, as was I think I told the story on the air a couple of weeks ago.
$300
for fruit and some other stuff.
Yeah.
And the quality is pretty good to good. I don't know if I'd say it was very good, but it's better than you can find perhaps in one place. You got to go here and there. I went yesterday when I was coming back from a visit to a farm. I stopped at a farm that specializes in produce, and I bought blueberries and I bought strawberries and raspberries, and some of it was local and some of it wasn't. It's strawberry season now. Strawberries are great this year.
Well, so what you're saying is that it's our choice if we want to go there and spend money. But this is false advertising.
Well, that may be.
They're
that's a different
saying,
story.
This is what it's going to cost. And then if you don't check your receipt, you go and you pay and they overcharge you.
Yep.
And they found that the Department of Consumer Affairs said it tested 80 different types of prepackaged products and found mislabeling on every single one.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one.
They're getting you. The story is at DougStephan.com if you want to get some more detail. Since they were forced to pay the $800,000 last year, what's been going on? Is it just New York? No. There are Whole Foods stores in every corner that you can imagine in the community in Los Angeles. You can't go up and down a street in Santa Monica without finding a Whole Foods store.
Right.
I'm telling you, they're on every single corner going up and down both Santa Monica Boulevard, Wilshire Boulevard. That's an exaggeration, but there are plenty of them. You can drive down from the west side of the 405 down to the beach. You can find 4 Whole Foods stores on Santa Monica Boulevard.
And they're aesthetically pleasing.
Oh,
it's nice to go in there.
But at least
if you're going to overcharge us, then overcharge us what you're telling us you're overcharging us.
We agree. That's why Trader Joe's for me is much, much better. But their produce is not as good. Whole Foods does have good produce. So why can't the other stores, the other chains, when I go in, for example, on the West Coast, you go to Vons or Ralph's or Albertsons, the produce isn't that good. It's not bad, but it's just not that good. Or is there something about Whole Foods that they know how to plump stuff up? I'm doing a program now that's heard around the country, and a lot of radio stations are picking it up. Yesterday we had a meeting on how the program is growing already and how we're distributing it. The American Family Farmer is what it's called, and it's an hour a week focusing on what the family farmer is doing. You know my passion because of my years as being a dairy farmer. My passion is for the small ag businesses that are run by some of these families, the hobby farmer and the locavore, the consumer of all of these products. who wants to know where they come from and can I go see, can I go pick the raspberries, can I go watch the cows being milked, that sort of thing. Well, as a result, in looking into some of the things that we are choosing to eat, and Whole Foods is a pretty good example, but the other stores, many of them get their produce the same way depending on the time of year. For example, in the wintertime, you're eating lettuce grown in California. That's pretty much the only place you'll be able to find fresh lettuce. But how fresh is it? They pick it on the truck, and the fastest they can get it to the East Coast is about 3 days driving overnight. So by the time it gets to the East Coast, it has lost about 50% of its nutritional value, whatever it is. Whatever the produce is, it will have lost 50% because the sugar drains out of it, and the things that are ancillary to nutritional value are tied often to the sugar content of something. And so but they'll sell it as being fresh. It isn't really, but it's fresher than what you get from some of the stuff that's grown in Chile that takes a week and a half to get here.
So then is it better to go with frozen?
You know, that's a question. That's a great question, actually, Molly, because a lot of people wonder about that. In some circumstances, the answer to that is yes. It's fresh frozen when it comes off of the farm and then put into trucks or sometimes into planes, but mostly into trucks and brought across the country. Yes. The answer to your question is yes. Yeah. Often it's much better to buy. And so, but we have this mania. We think fresh, fresh, fresh. Well, frozen fresh or fresh frozen, either way, you see that sometimes even on Bird's Eye products, fresh frozen peas and that sort of thing. And so you really, it's a pig and a poke when it comes to that sort of thing. But Whole Foods, to go back to them for a second, they are outrageous. But they get away with it because people think that they're getting something that's better than they get anywhere else. And I'm not always sure that that's the case, frankly. Food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. 18 after on Good Day.
Oh, thanks. How was your visit with the dentist?
Grandpa,
shall we book another appointment then?
No,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
You're going to like this a lot. Today's video of the day comes from the a cappella group Pentatonix. They've created a medley of Michael Jackson songs, which chronicle his evolution as a singer from his days with the Jackson 5, his bros, up through his solo career. That's the anniversary of Michael passing away on this date in 2009. Can you believe it's been 6 years since superstar Michael Jackson died of a drug overdose at his hotel at his home in Bel Air? Quite the thing. I remember it seems like yesterday, Kenny. 50 years old. Everybody jumping around trying to perform CPR on him. But then the worldwide shock. Attention paid to his music and his dance and what he brought to the world of fashion over about 40, almost 40 years. So, I guess we can have, how long does this last? Should we listen to the whole thing? How much time? We got, no, actually, you go, we've got audio from it, but go watch it because it's more entertaining if you do watch it as our video of the day at DougSteffen.com. 25 after the hour on Good Day. The late night programs, monologues, a little fun, humor, thoughts, that sometimes seem crazy. Like, who would have thought that Bobby Jindal would run for the presidency? Conan O'Brien takes a shot at that.
The nation's first Indian-American presidential candidate announced he's running. Today, Bobby Jindal announced he's running for president, and next week, Chris Christie will announce. Yeah. That's right. One guy who's been to New Delhi and one guy who's been to every deli. Bobby Jindal's real first name is Piyush, but he got his nickname because he liked Bobby on the Brady Bunch. True story, yeah. That explains his campaign slogan, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
All right, let's listen to what Jimmy Fallon worked over last night. Pretty much,
Donald Trump said that if he's elected president, he would rarely leave the White House to take vacations because there's so much work to do. Donald Trump is the only man who could say he's going to spend 4 years in a mansion and make it sound like a sacrifice.
And Seth Meyers also on the Donald.
Well, leading reporters, on a tour of one of his golf courses, Donald Trump said this week that the Latinos love Trump and I love them. And what better place for a white guy to declare his love for Latinos than on a golf course?
where all the caddies are Latino. Wendy Williams, daytime program, focusing on a lot of things that are entertainment-oriented. She also is very sage when it comes to going out into the audience and talking to members of the audience about important issues, personal issues. For example, here she answers an audience member's question about a husband who posts racy pictures online.
Me and my husband have been married for 5 years, and he started hitting the gym, and his confidence level has gone way too far. And now he's looking good, but now he's starting to have post half-naked pictures on Facebook, and he's getting a lot of attention from women. What should I do?
You tell him in the name of marriage, he better stop, okay?
Yes.
This is not even a conversation. Yeah, you got to tell him to stop.
Why do you have to tell him to stop? Is he that much of a moron? What are people thinking? Honestly, if you're in a relationship or you're married to somebody and you pull a stunt like that, that means you don't want to be married or you don't deserve to be married if the person that you're with is good. It wouldn't make any difference whether it's a man or a woman. These sort of things go on all the time. And I suppose the consequence is whatever happens as a result of your actions to the spousal arrangement that you may have. But if you care about the person, if you don't care, it doesn't make any difference. And maybe that's what this is, the ultimate, I don't care, I'm going to do something that puts me first. I don't care about the relationship I have with the person that I may have been with. She said they were together 10 or 11 years?
Something like before. That, yeah.
Yeah, right. Come on, you creep. All right, so that's my overview on it. And it's now 28 minutes after the hour on Doug's Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation magazine. Coming right up, it's unusual, but is it unseemly for President Obama to be chiding the Supreme Court before its big Obamacare decision?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then?
Somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. It's unusual, but is it unseemly for President Obama to be chiding the Supreme Court before its big Obamacare decision?
It's not the first time even in the Obama presidency he has taken on the Supreme Court. He did about Citizens United. Obama sees in ACA and what the court will do, this is his legacy. Roosevelt, when confronted with the Supreme Court, which was going to invalidate his New Deal, pushed through or tried to something called court packing, or in my family it used to be called court reform. It did not happen. So I think the Supreme Court, I think we need to wake up to the fact that the Supreme Court is a highly politicized body.
I don't think criticizing the Supreme Court violates separation of powers at all, and each branch is entrusted with holding up the Constitution as they see fit. But I think what's going on here is a little bit of pique, a little bit of working the refs, although I assume it's too late, but it's worked before with John Roberts on the first Obamacare case, but probably most importantly, preparing the ground for the political fight if the court rules as it should on this case.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation magazine.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be business at least 1 year to apply. Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Michael Jackson having passed away seems amazing again 6 years ago. Our thought for the day today comes from the mind of Michael Jackson. He said, always believe in yourself no matter who's around you being negative or thrusting negative energy at you. Totally block it off because whatever you believe, you become. I can't tell you that I think there's a more sage thought around at the moment. Whatever you believe, you become. Thoughts are things.
If you believe that you don't have a nose,
yep.
No. Shebang.
No, nice, no. Molly. Nice going, Molly.
Thanks.
All right, good pickup. All right, so Molly Page, the news sage, is here. Kenny Kessler, info wrestler, our number one concern, not necessarily for the day, but at the moment, there are a lot of people who are nosing around these wildfires in California, and then the fire that was caused by the crash of the jet in Arizona. So what's the update?
All right. So new wildfire in Southern California. This one sprang to life yesterday. There were evacuations, strain on resources, of course, because who has water to put something like this out? The blaze was called the Cal Grove Fire, and it's burned really close to homes in the Santa Clarita area. About 1,000 people were evacuated from homes in New Hall and Santa Clarita last evening. About 36 horses were taken to shelters. A lot of horse country out there. The fire, about 20% contained. 200 acres is what it's burned so far. But this morning, the evacuations have been lifted. Temperatures hovering around 90 degrees there and very low humidity with some gusty winds. So hopefully it won't fan those flames. Then some cooler weather helped crews make progress against a huge fire. That in the remote area of the San Bernardino Mountains, kind of up by Big Bear. Mm-hmm. About 90 miles east of Los Angeles is where this one's burning. It's partially contained, and it's burned about 27 square miles so far. And then what you were just mentioning, Doug, U.S. F-16 fighter jet crashed late last night in Arizona, and it reportedly hit a ruptured gas line, or I should say it's ruptured a gas line when it hit it, and that has sparked a fire as well. There's no word on whether that pilot ejected.
All right, so that's that story. 888-302-3684, one way to be in touch with us with comments and thoughts. Most people use social media, though, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, and that's Kenny's job to keep us informed as to what your thoughts are, whatever range it is. Sometimes it's wide, sometimes it's narrow. As far as the next item, the situation in Charleston, where the burials are, I think, taking place today, if I'm not mistaken, the funerals and that sort of thing. Is it today? It is today, right?
Today, tomorrow, it's going to go on for several days.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So many people that were killed. But more than 100 people, close to 150 people, gathered for a Bible study last night at the Emmanuel AME Church in South Carolina. And it has been 1 week today since that shooting took place and those nine people were killed. In the meantime, the New York Times is reporting that the Justice Department will likely file federal hate crime charges against that little monster, Dylan Roof. Is in South Carolina.
So, but what difference does that make? That's just a symbol. What difference does it make? The kid, no matter where he's tried and get found guilty, and in this that state, the death penalty applies, does it not? They have death penalty there?
Oh, I believe so.
Yeah. Right. So, but that's showboat stuff, much as anything else. Speaking of the death penalty, Sonia officially was sentenced to death yesterday in Boston for the marathon bombing. That's another fiasco. Thinking it through, if they'd have sentenced him to life in prison in Walpole, he would have been dead in a month. Now, because they sentenced him to death in the regular system, and this sounds very cynical, but it's true. Anybody that gets sent to Walpole is one of the toughest prisons in the country, and there are some really bad people there. You send a kid like this down there, and they'll dispatch him in a month or two, or if not sooner. Because that's just the way the system works, like it or not. That's the reality of the system. The pedophile priest lasted 3 weeks they sent down there. And they sent him there knowing that, I mean, come on. People, excuse me, I'm going to get on a horse here for a minute. The idea
Let me hold your stirrup.
Yes, right. You know, hold the reins. Okay. The idea that we have justice and it's metered out fairly, come on. Not that that isn't fair, but to think that the system isn't flawed or isn't influenced by people in their personal thoughts and they can manipulate the system any way they want to. And in this case, this guy that was convicted, I don't know how many years ago it was, Kenny, probably 3 or 4, I'm guessing, right? I remember this guy, little guy, priest in some outlying area, I don't remember where it was, but he'd been at it and convicted for being a pedophile in 3 different circumstances, and he gets sentenced to prison, and they sent him down there knowing full well the system knows full well what happens to people like this when they're put in a place like Walpole. And they kill them.
Just about
That's
anywhere.
That's how they do it.
Not even prisoners put up with pedophiles.
Yeah, no.
The church covered it up.
Yeah.
But prisoners don't put up with pedophiles.
No. And for whatever the reason, is it their job to do it? I mean, what kind of a culture allows that or encourages it? But that's the way it is. The human condition is so strange, so hard for us to understand sometimes. But in that circumstance, I found no, as horrible as this may sound, I found no fault with that because I thought that that's what the guy deserved. Frank, he ruined the lives of at least a half a dozen kids. And that's what happens sometimes. Some people are strong enough and they can take it and live with their past and kind of, you know, just move around it. Other people are so traumatized by that kind of stuff, the sorts of things that happen. I mean, how many times have you heard stories about women, young women, who are, somebody told me recently that like 80% of all women, as they grow to maturity, are in some way, shape, or form affected by some kind of sexual misfit or some kind of horrible sexual event when they're young. I had no idea the numbers were that high.
It's very high, and I think it's also higher among boys. It's just not reported as much.
Then it seems. Yeah, right. So it doesn't seem to be the right thing to do to report that sort of thing. But anyway, so those people have been dispatched. 888-302-3684. Any comments on the Sonayev, Kenny?
Yeah, a couple of them. Jeffrey says, I'm glad he accepted responsibility and apologized. It helps.
Mm-hmm. What does it help and who does it help? He addressed the family and said, if you didn't hear this, he said to the family he was sorry, and then he asked Allah for forgiveness. He asked the families for forgiveness, and then he said, sort of like, into my soul, into your arms I commend my soul, or something along that. I mean, that's,
he said, I pray to Allah to bestow his mercy on those affected in the bombing and their families. I pray for your healing.
He doesn't pray for himself, though. It was interesting. Okay. So, But Kenny, what else?
Shane says, no matter how much control his brother had on him, he could have walked away. Mm-hmm. He had a choice. Yep. Saying he's sorry now doesn't change a thing.
We all have choices to be made. 19 before the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments. We have a lot of medical items to be updated. A lot of people getting food poisoning as we get into the summer months. We'll talk about that with Jack and the gut importance of all sorts of things from his Forbidden Doctor newsletter. If you're one of the millions of American men and women who don't have really good, thick heads of hair, may I ask you to spend the next 60 seconds listening carefully to what Provia will do as the first natural hair thinning treatment, what Provia will do for the main causes of hair thinning, and Provia will do it safely. Provia will do it without the side effects of prescription medications. Provia will help you get your hair back, or you'll get your money back. Donna, who listens to us in Florida, says, I love this product. I had a problem with hair thinning, especially in the front. The product is definitely helping me out. I'm on my second order. It's not oily. I enjoy using it. It isn't. It's not an oily, filmy thing. It's just, it's something that cleanses the pores, gets the crud that's in the pores out so that the follicles under your scalp can start growing again. You'll feel that fuzz, and then pretty quickly you'll have thicker hair because there's something in Provia. In addition to cleansing your scalp, it also makes your hair feel thicker and look thicker. So that's a good thing. If you are worried about the embarrassment of thinning hair, worry no more. Call 800-525-8319. Right now, when you order Provia, mention Doug Steffen, you get a brand new Provia Super Concentrate. So you have the regular Provia for the regular price, and you get the new Provia Super Concentrate as an added incentive, an added bonus, if you will. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back. Love the way you look this summer. 800-525-8319. You've heard me talk about it before. I extol the value and virtue of Provia because the product that I use myself, and I know it works. 800-525-8319.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Spring has sprung, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint for your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their paint perks benefits to save every day.
Sherwin-Williams, make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask Sherwin-Williams. 16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted Nooka chiropractor, author, and he and his wife have put together an excellent podcast that I suggest you check out. I recommend it, called the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Every week he seems to be getting tens of thousands more people who are signing up for this so they can get the benefit of Jack and Mary's knowledge, mostly Mary's. I don't know, why do I have you here? Why don't I have Mary on? She didn't want to get up this early. That's the problem with her.
No, she's on the podcast every bit as much as I am.
Yeah, I know she is. She's very good. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So earlier this week we were talking about food poisoning, and somebody sent me a note asking about probiotics, and I thought we put the two of them together. You're always talking about your big thing, and by the way, there are a lot of books. I saw a new book the other day. You had put me onto the book about the gut, written by that lady that you're connected to. I can't remember her name.
Dr. McBride.
McBride. And then I saw another book this past week about the gut and how important it is. And in order to establish a strong gut, you got to have the right bacteria in your system. And I don't want to I think there's no such thing as overemphasizing this. Is there, Jack?
No, there isn't. There isn't any overemphasizing it. And remember, we can take, you know, probiotics in capsules, and there's various different kinds of strength and sources for the probiotics, but nothing beats fermented vegetables. Fermented vegetables, you can either ferment them yourself or you can get them at stores that provide fermented vegetables.
What does that mean, this stuff that's spoiled?
It depends on what you mean by spoiled.
It looks bad. It's got mold on it.
It hasn't gone. It hasn't gone that far. Oh. It's got a nice pungent, kind of an acidic taste to it that can have 10,000 times more of the proper kind of flora involved with fermented vegetables than just taking probiotic pills.
If it's off, so is this something, let's see if I can cover the example. Orange juice or apple juice that becomes fermented and if you have it in a carton, it expands, it gets, it's,
okay,
it's
now that's
gas
not,
in it.
Yeah, that's a little different because those things, almost all of them have been pasteurized ahead of time.
Yeah.
And when you pasteurize it, you kill anything in it that's good.
Right. That's what pasteurization does. It kills everything. It's like if you take an pasteurization, think of it this way, is like an antibiotic. You take antibiotics, it kills all the bacteria in your system. Pasteurization kills all of it.
Right, but that's not a good thing.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. You can see sometimes in some of the milk. I was in the store the other day, and I actually saw a label on a bottle of milk that said includes probiotics. So the drinks, you can buy drinks or you can buy milk, and they put probiotics back into it. Well, they have to put all kinds of things into it. They put flavoring into it because when it's pasteurized, it kills all of the nutritional value, all of the bad stuff, E. coli, et cetera, all the taste. So you got to have something in there to sell it.
Well, it's just like breakfast cereals. You know, they take the bran and they take the germ and they take the oil out of the grain that's actually the nutritious part of the grain so that they can make these little flakes or pops or anything else. And then they spray it. The last stage is to spray it with synthetic vitamins so that the package can, the box advertising can say, you know, enhanced with vitamin C or you read the ingredients and here's all these different vitamins listed, but they're all synthetic sprayed chemicals on this stuff because the real value is removed. So the idea of putting probiotics back in milk when you've killed the probiotics it came with when you pasteurize is kind of silly.
All right. Somebody sent a note in to me, her name is Jessica, asking in layman's terms to explain what EAA, essential amino acids, are. Again, this is something that comes as a result. This is a good question for our discussion because we're talking about dairy, and this is part of the dairy diet, right? Isn't that what essential amino acids come from?
Amino acids. Nope. Amino acids are part of the building blocks of the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about essential amino acids or essential fatty acids, they are the ones that must come in through the diet. There's about 20, 21 different amino acids, depending on what school you went to, and a little less than half of them are essential. The rest of them your body will manufacture and make for you. In fact, good flora in the gut will make a lot of these amino acids. But the essential ones must come in through the diet. Same thing with essential fatty acids. Your body makes fatty acids to build structures, to build cell walls, to build the skin, to build the lining of various tissues. But some of them, it can't make. It must come in through the diet. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about an essential fatty acid or we talk about an essential amino acid, they must be dietary sourced. There are no essential carbohydrates, incidentally.
No, because it causes fat. And
well, it's just that
too, right?
your body can make sugar. It's called neoglucogenesis. The body will produce this inside itself if it really needs it. But you can live without sugar. You don't have to have sugar.
There are various products. I'm thinking about the L-lysine, L-glutamine, L-tyrosine, L-mungabinga, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Those are all part of the essential amino acids, aren't they? Don't they?
Well, some of them are. Some of them are essential. Some of them aren't. And whether there's an L or an R means the orientation of the molecule itself. You know, just because you make something in a laboratory doesn't necessarily mean that the body can assimilate it the way it was made in the laboratory. Mm. It's like putting a left-handed glove on the right hand. That's why this stuff must come from food, not from the laboratory.
Right. All right. Food-based. Food-based supplementation. Dr. Jack Stockwell, check out the Forbidden Doctor newsletter at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, 53 at the hour on Good Day, Tech Talk time. Molly and Kenny and I doing some research. Greg is off until the middle of next week doing some project, and he's not in the country. I forget where he went. But at any rate, we move on and we pursue the items of interest that come from all kinds of technological circles. The new sort of on-demand things that are coming from the connections you can make on smartphones, just amazing. I'm going to give you the details of some of that and some other stories that are important to today's tech news in just a moment here on Good Day.
Nothing says summertime quite like outdoor entertaining, but nobody wants pesky bugs to ruin the party. Entertainment expert Mark Silverstein suggests keeping your body cool helps keep away these unwanted guests. But trap mosquitoes, biting flies, and moths without pesticides with Dynatrap.
Dynatrap is the perfect solution to trapping mosquitoes, biting flies, and moths without pesticides. It's environmentally friendly and won't harm your kids, your pets, or your garden, so you can say goodbye to sticky, smelly bug repellent. It's easy to set up with no installation required. Just plug it in and on it goes. The bulb lasts all summer and Dynatrap is noiseless and odorless.
Smoke from your grill also helps keep the bugs away, so fire it up. We love hot dogs. Americans buy 9 million a year. Try 100% beef Ballpark Park's Finest Frankfurters.
Ballpark Park's Finest Frankfurters are a premium line of hot dogs made with 100% beef. They're packed with big, bold flavors and seasonings you can see.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Nearly half of Americans say they wish their carrier would let them upgrade their smartphone more often. So they most likely end up stuck with a phone they don't love or very... I've had one. How many years have I had this phone? I haven't liked it since the day I got it. But it still, it sort of serves me, but not well. All those days are over now. Brian Osich has details on something you'll find pretty exciting.
The summer is heating up as the Un-carrier continues to redefine the wireless industry. T-Mobile is making big moves and updating some of their most popular plans. They're calling it Un-carrier Amped, and it starts with an upgrade to the popular Jump program. T-Mobile's Matt Steneff.
Well, the duopoly is doing its best to give customers as little as possible. We're making our popular initiatives even better, starting with our uber-popular Jump program. With our new Jump On Demand, customers can now upgrade 3 times per year for no extra cost.
Staniff says it gets even better.
Jump On Demand is simple. One low monthly payment for service and phone, just like always. But here's the thing. We're now going to let customers upgrade to a new device at any time, up to 3 times per year for absolutely zero extra cost. That's 6 different upgrades in the same period it would take a Verizon customer to upgrade just once.
For more, go to T-Mobile.com/Un-carrier Amped. That's Newsbreak from T-Mobile. I'm Brian Osuch.
All right, here's something that we'll explain as well as we can. For those of you who are victims of this widely used ransom software who suffered losses collectively about $18 million over the past 15 months, Kenny, the Internet Crime Complaint Center says the CryptoWall program is the most significant ransomware threat being used to target businesses and individuals. So what is this ransomware, and how has it been used?
It's like a virus that you would get from clicking on a fake ad or an attachment on an email that's infected, and it gets into your computer, and then it takes over. And it will give you the message that if you want to be able to access your files again, you have to pay.
Oh, sweet. That's why they call it ransomware. Duh.
Exactly.
Have you had this experience on your computer at all?
No, I have not.
Do you know anybody who has?
No, I don't. And these people who use this kind of thing, they like to be paid in Bitcoin.
Oh.
So
really?
It can all be done over the Internet, and it can all be done, and it's very hard to trace.
Yeah. So the people at the Internet Crime Complaint Center said they used to get 10 to 12 calls a month about this. Over the last couple of months, they've been getting 10 to 12 calls a week. So it must be using it as successful for the people who are getting at it. It looks like it's pretty dangerous stuff.
It's becoming
Amazon.
Big business, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it. Amazon taking pre-orders for the release next month of Echo, the device the company claims will be able to centrally control Internet of Things, connected home devices, one voice command, and you're in. This is also going to be a streaming music idea. My God, these people, is there anything stopping some of this?
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for 2 people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.